It's Coast 93.1. Good morning, Friday, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Man, this Alec Baldwin story is crazy. Alec Baldwin shoots a prop gun on a set in New Mexico, killing the director of photography and injuring the director.
Yeah.
So everything seems to say that it was an accident. It was supposed to be blanks. It was like a prop gun, like that, you know, some movie. It seems like they were shooting at like some church or something.
Yeah.
And I guess it's an area of New Mexico that's often like used for film production. Like it looks like kind of the Wild West kind of
sure,
look,
yeah.
Right? And so the director of photography, Helena Hutchins, was killed. And director Joel Souza was injured. So what happened? Like,
I know. How does an actual
I don't know.
Bullet? Like,
well, because then it makes you go, oh, was there a thing where someone swapped it and put a real bullet in?
That's what I was that's one of the things I was thinking this morning.
You know?
Someone who doesn't like Alec Baldwin? I don't know.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's awful. And then people are relaying it to the Brandon Lee story, which he died on set, and I can't remember how.
Yeah, it was, that's funny you say that. I did not remember that, but it has it right here in the article.
Yeah,
It says, in 1993, the Crow actor Brandon Lee died in a filming accident after he was shot with the prop gun.
Yeah.
The son of Bruce Lee.
I mean, I remember that because Brandon Lee was hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, big time. And he came out in that movie, and he was like this rising star.
Yeah, Bruce Lee's son.
Sure. And he was like a smoke show.
Oh,
and
really?
Then that happened at like his next movie. I can't. Can you imagine Alec Baldwin right now?
Oh, I mean, and what's so funny about him is that some people love him, some people hate him.
Yeah.
You know, so there are some people who hear that and go, well, whatever. He's a jerk anyway, you know.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine the guilt that goes along with, you know.
No.
Obviously, he didn't mean to do it.
No.
He didn't mean to shoot and kill somebody. But like, was it a scene where they, you know, where they were shooting it and he's shooting towards the camera?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I was thinking.
He's shooting towards the camera. Right. But I don't. And see, listen, I'm not a gun person. I don't think I've ever even shot a gun. So I don't know about. But I can imagine that even when there's blanks and it's a prop, you still don't aim it directly at somebody, you know. And I was especially after the Brandon Lee thing, they probably started to make that a policy on film sets that no matter what, you know, even if you're going to aim it at another actor and shoot him, they shoot it in a way. I mean, like they film it in a way that you're not actually aiming directly at the person. You're like a few, you know, a foot to the right,
okay,
or a foot to the left.
Okay, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Something like that, because, I mean, I guess there's scenes where but if you actually fire it, isn't there always a chance that something could fly out? It's making a little explosion, you know? But,
right.
So I wonder if he was shooting towards the camera in the shot.
Well, he had to have shot twice, because he hurt two people, so it had to be pow, pow.
Right.
Photography director. I assume they were together on set and he was doing something because...
Or it was an actual bullet and it could have gone through one person.
Really?
And hit another person.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Well, again, I don't know about... like, I'm not a gun expert, but
can
yeah.
you imagine that moment when that happens and then you're like, oh, my God, why is that person laying down?
Yeah.
Why
you're
is
like,
that...
What?
What are you
oh,
doing?
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah. Well, because... So if it's blanks... It says prop gun in all the... If you're just tuning in and going, who are they talking about? Alec Baldwin is, I don't want to say accused, because they are investigating, but they don't... It all seems to be accidental.
The report that I saw is that the last time he was in tears, like, over on the side. So
right.
I think... And there were no...
It must have been accidental. Well, but the other thing that could have happened was he joking around and going like, hey, you know, and
right.
then... And that would be even worse. I mean, if it happened when you were shooting... Ooh, you know what's messed up? Is this could be on film.
Oh, I bet it is.
Right? It's probably on film.
And you know, when someone sketchy is going to leak that.
Well, yeah. Hopefully that's not the case, but, you know, that's always the case.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
That is...
Yeah,
that
I can't imagine being in that position.
No way. And here's the thing. I know Alec Baldwin has done some horrible things. I think the worst thing he's ever done was the thing with his daughter.
Oh, with
Ireland.
The rude, thoughtless little pig.
You pig or whatever. Yeah. I like him. I don't know why I like him, but I feel like he's, I don't know, there's something about him that he's sort of honest in who he is. Maybe he's a little too blunt.
He's a little rough around the edges sometimes.
Yeah, I feel like I can relate. I'm a little rough around the edges sometimes. He's a little rough around, but I just can't imagine he has children, multiple children. Oh, God, I can't imagine the amount of guilt that he feels right now.
Didn't his wife's a lot younger than he is, and didn't she just have another baby?
They just had another baby, and they were just in the news for all this thing that she was faking her accent and faking her background.
Yes, her background.
Correct. That she was, I think from, like, that she only speaks Spanish, but that ends up she, like, grew up in Boston in, like, this super ritzy, like, town home.
Yes.
And she would be, like, on Giada Laurentiis being, like, you know, I don't know, like, hola, blah, 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 and really she's like, hey, how are you? You know, something
right,
like
right.
that.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hilarious, right? It's hilarious,
yes.
Baldwin, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, right. But Giada DeLaurentiis, you mean like where Giada DeLaurentiis, the TV chef, will just say an Italian word.
Sure.
She speaks in English.
Yeah.
She's like American. I mean, she's Italian heritage, but she's like, you know, but then all of a sudden she'll be like, and then you're going to grate the mozzarella over it. Like it just comes out of nowhere. And
right.
Like, why are you saying that like that?
There was a clip of Hilaria on the Today Show that they dug up, of course, that she was like peeling a cucumber and she was like, you know, what's the word for this? Cucumber, something like that.
And then, but she grew
but
up in like Waltham.
We were like, cucumber. Like, you know what this
it's
is.
It's a cucumber.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. 100%. Like, I'm not sure what's happening here. So that was like 6 months. And then it was like an issue with her child. Like, they've just gotten out of the news.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, man, I mean, I can't imagine that. And of course, you want to reach out to the family and, you know, the guilt that, oh, God. But so,
yeah,
anyway, that's definitely the big story today is Alec Baldwin shot two people by accident.
Assuming.
With a prop gun and one was killed. And I don't know how bad the shape the other one's in either. Because I think the other one was in the hospital, was injured, the director.
Yeah, he's in the hospital.
But
now.
Yeah. So you know who's really bummed about this is Elton John, whose album drops today. He's like, really thought there was going to be like a day where they talk about me.
Oh, my God. I'm really excited about that.
Oh, not so much.
I was just thinking about that the other day. When are we going to hear the rest of the stuff on his album?
Yep, today.
You know who's really going to have a bad day? The prop guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's on him. That's not on Alec. That's on him.
Oh, yeah, because Alec was the one who fired the gun.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the one who loaded it.
No.
Ooh.
Who's that guy?
Well, and by the way, the other big story today is Brian Laundrie's remains were confirmed. Almost glossed over that.
I know.
So
this is a big news day.
Yeah. And then the Red Sox game 6 tonight down in Houston. Yep.
I'm on the edge of my seat about that. No.
Stevie Nicks is on a couple of the Elton John tracks.
Is that Stevie Wonder?
I think it is. Oh, yeah. Up and down the
darkest alley. Oh, my God, I love it.
That's the one with Stevie Wonder.
I closed my eyes. I don't know why.
All right. Well, this will be a little escape for us today from the tough stories.